Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Russia launched a missile attack on capital Kyiv and a drone attack on western city Lviv, not far from the border with NATO member Poland, which activated its military to ensure airspace security. Witnesses heard several blasts on the outskirts of Kyiv and what sounded like an air defense system in operation. On Tuesday, Ukrainian President Zelensky confirmed two Russian ballistic missiles struck a military training facility and nearby hospital in central eastern region of Ukraine. At least 50 people were killed and 180 others wounded. BBC's Nate Bigg has more.
This particular city is far from the front line, but clearly it is not out of reach of the Russian missiles. And we've heard from President Zelensky and others that these ballistic missiles came in and people really had very little time to try and seek shelter.
Excessive heat warnings are in effect for parts of California, Nevada, and Oregon. National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Bond says dangerous heat is building across the western United States.
What we're looking at is multiple days of widespread high temperatures into the triple digits. And maximum temperatures we're expecting are going to be around 115 to 120 degrees Fahrenheit in the typically hottest desert locations.
Andrew Cuomo will be in the hot seat soon when it comes to how he handled nursing homes during the COVID-19 crisis. CBS News correspondent Matt Piper reports from New York.
In the early months of the pandemic, New York mandated that nursing homes must admit patients who tested positive. Then Cuomo's administration was accused of underreporting deaths in nursing homes, including by New York Attorney General Letitia James. The chair of the select subcommittee saying Cuomo owes answers to the 15,000 families who lost loved ones.
The Justice Department has officially announced criminal charges against those responsible for the October 7th attack against Israel. CBS's Linda Kenyon has the story.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the charges against Hamas leader Sinwar and other militants include conspiring to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization, resulting in death.
They perpetrated the deadliest massacre of Jews since the Holocaust.
And Garland said these charges will not be the last.
We will pursue the terrorists responsible for murdering Americans and those who illegally provide them with material support for the rest of their lives.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
U.S. tennis star Frances Tiafoe is now in the semifinals in the U.S. Open. This will guarantee an American will be in the men's Grand Slam final since he'll be playing Taylor Fritz. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study finds most people in Wisconsin already have PFAS in their bloodstreams. James Kelly reports.
A new study from the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health examined over 600 participants and found the strongest link between high PFAS levels and lifestyle in older men who eat freshly caught fish. Scientists say they didn't see any surprising patterns, and there was no evidence that eating fresh fish was the cause of the higher levels at this time. I'm James Kelly.
President Biden is coming back to Wisconsin for the first time since he dropped his re-election bid. The White House confirms the president will stop in Westby on Thursday. The White House says President Biden will talk about prescription drug costs, clean energy, and advanced manufacturing. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Chourio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Quarterback Jordan Love said coaches have been preparing players for the trip.
I mean, it's just a lot of unknowns that kind of, it's one of those things, like I like to say, it's out of our control. So, you know, just trying to focus on everything I can do to get myself prepared for the game, for the defense we're going to see in the game plan. And then, obviously, once we get out there, hopefully we go by the stadium, kind of get a feel for the layout, field, everything, and then just play it by ear. But a lot of stuff that's out of our control.
Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies overhead here in the overnight as a light south breeze continues. Temperatures dropping to the lower 50s at sunrise. On Wednesday, sunny skies, highs close to 80 degrees, south winds turning gusty. Thursday, a chance of showers and storms. Right now, it's 58.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Sarah Anderson from the Global Economy Project. We're going to be talking about CEO pay. Next up on the Maggie and the Millionaires at 3 p.m. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. So, for Matt Nair on air.
At Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to Hour 3 of the Tom Hartman Program. This is just an amazing story. It's again, let me just remind you. Had George W. Bush not become president, had the Supreme Court not handed the White House to George W. Bush, and had Donald Trump not become president, he lost by 3 million votes, had the Electoral College not given the presidency to Donald Trump, there would only be one Republican on the U.S. Supreme Court. Abortion would still, Roe v. Wade would still stand. Unions would be able to organize much more easily. Our federal regulatory agencies would be able to regulate carbon dioxide. I mean, I could just go on and on about the damage that's been done to this country by those two men who both lost their elections. George W. Bush lost nationally by 500,000 votes. Donald Trump lost nationally by 3 million votes. And if you dig down a little deeper, as Republican strategists are wont to do, what you discover is that George W. Bush, and just, you know, set aside for a moment that Jeb Bush knocked 90,000 African Americans off the voting rolls just months before the election. Just set that aside. Set aside the fact that when the New York Times, the Washington Post, USA Today recounted the Florida votes a year later in 2001, they found that Al Gore actually got the most votes. Set that stuff aside. George W. Bush won Florida by 527 votes, I think it was, 535, Jeremy, you said? 538, thank you, okay. Whatever. Ralph Nader got 90,000 votes in Florida. Had Ralph Nader not been on the ballot in 2000 in Florida, Al Gore would have been president. Now, fast forward to 2016, so that takes care of George W. Bush and all of the people that he put on the Supreme Court. Now, fast forward to 2016, Donald Trump running against Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump won by 44,000 votes distributed over four swing states. In each one of those states, in fact, in all seven of the swing states that arguably could have made a difference, in each one of those states, the margin of votes, the number of votes that Donald Trump won by was smaller than the number of votes that Jill Stein got. In other words, had Jill Stein not been on the ballot in 2016, Hillary Clinton would have been president. Now, this is just simple math. No Ralph Nader in 2000, Al Gore becomes president. No Jill Stein in 2016, Hillary Clinton becomes president. And the Republicans are trying to run this game again. Italio Medelius was leading a volunteer drive to put Cornel West on North Carolina's presidential ballot last spring, writes Brian Solesko and Dan Marika for Yahoo.com. Was leading the volunteer effort to put Cornel West on North Carolina's presidential ballot last spring when he received an unexpected call from a man named Paul who said he wanted to help. Paul turns out to be, well, we'll get to that in just a moment. Across the country, they write, a network of Republican political operatives, attorneys, and their allies are trying to shape November's election to help get Trump into the White House. And their goal is to prop up Cornel West and Jill Stein. Cornel West's campaign did not have a lot of money, so when Paul called them up and said, hey, I want to help, they were like, hey, cool, we'll take your money. Trump has said Cornel West is, quote, one of my favorite candidates. He also loves Jill Stein. He said, I like her very much. You know why? She takes 100% from them. She takes 100%. So Paul is a guy named Paul Hamrick. He's the guy who was on that phone call offering to help out the Cornel West campaign. He's a counsel for the Virginia-based nonprofit People Over Party that has pushed to get Cornel West on the ballot in Arizona, Maine, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and North Carolina. They called him up and interviewed him, and he refused to say where he was getting his money from, but he did acknowledge that he's not a Democrat. In fact, in 2002, 2006, and 2010, according to this report, he voted in Alabama's Republican primary. In 2011, he went to work for the Alabama State Senate's Republican majority, and in 2015, federal campaign financial disclosures show he contributed to Republican causes. For years, he was a consultant to Matrix LLC, an Alabama firm known for its hardball approach. He was part of an effort in Florida to run ghost candidates. These are candidates who had the same names as Democrats, just to confuse the ticket. A company Hamrick created paid a spoiler candidate a $60,000 salary and rented a $2,300 a month home for him, according to the newspaper. He says, well, I was just hiring the guy to work for me. By coincidence, he was running against a Democrat who had the same name. So this is happening right now. I know people. I know a person I know quite well is just all gung-ho to vote for Cornel West. Oh, yeah, Cornel West, he says good things. Well, he does. You know, Cornel West has, you know, he's a radical truth teller. And I can guarantee you, I can tell you right now, I know for a fact, Cornel West knows that he's taking votes away from Kamala Harris. So does Jill Stein. That's why every 4 years, you know, like a herpes reinfection, she pops up and says, oh, here I am. In fact, we just got this report from the Democratic War Room. Today in Tampa, third-party candidate Jill Stein is expected to express support for the Uhuru 3. Three individuals facing federal charges for a malign influence campaign, which consists of conspiring to covertly sow discord in American society, spread Russian propaganda, and illegally interfere in U.S. elections. She has participated in a press conference for these people. She attended the trial. She's going to host a panel discussion tonight. Previously, the Senate Intelligence Committee investigated links between Stein's 2016 campaign and Russia's efforts to interfere in the election. You'll recall in December 2015, Stein had dinner with Vladimir Putin. Special Counsel Robert Mueller found that the Kremlin's Internet Research Agency was funding trolls who were on social media pretending to be Americans promoting Jill Stein. And like I said, had Jill Stein not been on the ballot in 2016, Hillary Clinton would have been president. And you wouldn't have gotten three crackpot Supreme Court justices. Jill Stein has repeatedly parroted Kremlin views. She's posted a campaign video from Moscow's Red Square with language, quote, ripped from Putin's talking points. DNC spokesman Matt Coriandi says, Jill Stein is a useful idiot for Russia. After parroting Kremlin talking points and being propped up by bad actors in 2016, she's at it again. Jill Stein won't become president, but her spoiler candidacy that both the GOP and Putin are supporting can help decide who wins. A vote for Stein is a vote for Trump. Same is true of a vote for Cornel West. If Cornel West genuinely wants to share his message with Americans about how unfair American society is, about how black people in this country have gotten the short end of the stick for 500 years, how racism is still real and endemic. I mean, he's very good at this. He's been on this program. He's a very smart man. If he wants to spread that message far and wide, the way to do it is to sign up and become, you know, one of the people on the Harris campaign who hits the road with Kamala Harris. Go out there and talk to crowds of people. He could do it. But it won't pay him or Jill Stein, because that would have to be a volunteer effort. He won't make any money on it, and he doesn't get the notoriety, you know, he doesn't get the support. It's just, we've seen this now twice. My old buddy Ralph Nader, Ralph is a friend. Ralph wrote the foreword to one of my book on monopolies. You know, he did it in 2000, and I think to this day he regrets it, although he won't say that publicly. And Jill Stein in 2016, and they are going to try to do it this year. If you know anybody who is thinking of voting third party, please talk them out of it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. We've got to get active around this stuff. I'll be right back with you.
Of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin battles the Coyotes at Camp Randall. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. When money people talk about retirement plans, they'll usually start talking about 401ks. But if you are one of the 57 million Americans who doesn't have a retirement plan from your job, I worked in restaurants for a long time, so I know, retirement planning can seem mysterious. I know it really did for me. That's why today I'm talking about target date funds. That's the retirement tool that I used when I did not have a job with a 401k. I chose an investment fund with a target date. For me, it was the year I'm going to retire, you know, when I turned 65. And then I started putting money in the account, and the fund adjusts my investments over time, moving from higher return but riskier things to less risky things as my retirement date approaches. The hardest part of retirement investing is getting started. I hope this helps. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Matt Nair on Air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matinee on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbus Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. You know, it's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. He calls it Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food, and I love that it's the healthiest and best food we've ever given them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free premium dog treat. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom. Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up, I'm going to get to your calls in just a moment. First of all, speaking of Jill Stein and Vladimir Putin, this is a troubling story. Again, this is from Yahoo News by Anna Netsova. And it's about how Putin is right now, he's bogged down in Ukraine. They are making some successes. They are succeeding in taking a little more Ukrainian territory every day. But the Ukrainians now are succeeding in taking Russian territory. And this is a huge humiliation for Putin. And so he's just been throwing bombs like at Ukraine like crazy. And President Zelensky is coming out and saying, please let us send our missiles into Russia to take out these planes before they get to our border with their bombs, which just makes sense to me. But, you know, so far he can't do it. But here's where it gets kind of spooky. You know, Louise and I were in the Baltics, what was that, in June, I think it was, June or July? I guess it was July. It was over the 4th of July weekend, in fact. And we visited Estonia, and we visited Latvia, and Finland, and Sweden. And what I heard from people there, and those of you who subscribe to Hartman Report, you saw the pictures that I took of the, you know, three-story high picture of Putin's face as a skull that faces the Russian embassy in downtown Riga, Latvia. And the memorial to the children, the 700,000 children who have been kidnapped by Russia from Ukraine and sold into slavery inside Russia.
And the thing that I kept hearing, and I heard this in Estonia, I heard it in Latvia, and I'm sure if we'd been to Lithuania, we would have heard it there, the three Baltic states, all former Soviet, you know, satellites, that they're all scared to death that Russia's coming for them next, which makes a lot of sense. I mean, they all have borders with Russia. And so anyway, this is what the Russian military, the pro-Russian bloggers in Russia, the Russian military officers who regularly talk to the press, and the TV talk show hosts and guests on Russian television are all now starting to talk in what's described in this article as a frenzy of excitement about skipping over Ukraine and going straight for the Baltic states. Let's invade Latvia, Lithuania, and or Estonia. Let's do that now. Putin apparently believes that NATO will not respond, that the NATO countries are just afraid of World War III. And from this article, Putin and his allies don't believe the Western powers would be willing to shed blood in their defense. It is unlikely Estonia's allies would join them in 2 days, says the popular Neo-Officially Biznov channel about a potential attack. The Moscow Times reported that Russian elites were, quote, preparing for World War III and discussing how it would end with a victorious Russia. NATO's military power, just for point of reference, is four times greater than Russia's. Its military budget is five times greater than Russia's. But quoting from the article, none of that matters to Putin and his stooges, however. All they care about is whether their enemies will stand up to them. Former Russian parliament member Gennady Gudov told the Daily Beast, quote, they don't see any of the red lines, so they will continue the cyber attacks in the Baltic states this year, send drones to Romania and more missiles to fly over Poland. I mean, there's already an active war against these three Baltic states going on right now from Russia in cyberspace. And they are flying drones over Lithuania, and they've sent missiles over and into Poland. The article notes NATO's northern members are right to be alarmed. The first part of Russia's theoretical scenario, cyber attacks in the Baltic states, has already been implemented. Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania have all reported such attacks. The next step in the alleged scenario for the attack is meant to be an attempt by Russia to stir unrest among the significant Russian-speaking pro-Moscow populations in Latvia and Lithuania starting this month. Now, Putin did this with Georgia, the country of Georgia. He banned Georgian restaurants in Moscow, then he deported a bunch of Georgians, and then he invaded and occupied Georgia. I mean, this is not a new thing. I'm concerned, and I think that Ukraine is our barrier.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
If Ukraine can succeed in getting Putin to back down, I think that that takes the pressure off the Baltic states and then guarantees peace until Putin is an old man.
Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News brief, more attacks in Ukraine on Wednesday. Russia launched a missile attack on capital Kyiv and a drone attack on the city of Lviv near Poland. At least two people are dead and 19 injuries have been reported so far. Here's BBC's Nick B.
President Putin had vowed that punishment was on its way after the incursion into Russia a month ago.
The Department of Justice has unsealed charges against the senior leaders of Hamas, including the continuing war against Israel. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the DOJ has a long memory when it comes to American lives being lost.
They murdered entire families. They murdered the elderly and they murdered young children. They weaponized sexual violence against women.
Excessive heat warnings for California, Arizona, Nevada, and Oregon, and this guy is not having it.
80s and 90s I can deal with, yeah. But when it starts getting up in the hundreds, I run for shade.
Southern California is bracing for its hottest weather so far. CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper Lawrence.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is touring public schools in Wisconsin. More from Lisa Hale.
Cardona kicked off the Back to School Bus Tour with the theme of fighting for public education.
Every student across the country should have access to a high-quality public school.
Cardona visited Jackson Elementary School in Green Bay and in the Oneida Nation, Oneida Elementary. He's touring schools in Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. I'm Lisa Hale.
A marathon swimmer is trying to cross Lake Michigan again. Jim Dreyer tried a few weeks ago, but his GPS malfunctioned and he accidentally got off course. He left the Michigan shore again Monday night and hopes to make it to Milwaukee later this week. He actually made it across the Big Lake one other time in 1998. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, just like back-to-school stuff hitting the shelves in July, it's not too early to start thinking about horror films as we start our crawl toward Halloween. Prime Video just added several new scary films to its roster, including what's been called a gem from 2009 called Drag Me to Hell, starring Alison Lohman and Justin Long. Lohman's character has a curse put on her, sending her perfect life into upheaval. Speaking of Justin Long, he is in another scary flick called Barbarian that is worth a check out as well. Another scary movie getting pretty big hype was just acquired by Netflix. New Life is an indie film from the UK that is not a Netflix original, but dropped on the streamer last weekend. It's a thriller that is pulling a 93% score on Rotten Tomatoes. The audience score is hovering around 70%, which probably means there is a surprise ending. This will be the place for all your recommendations leading up to Halloween. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies overhead here in the overnight as a light south breeze continues. Temperatures dropping to the lower 50s at sunrise. On Wednesday, sunny skies, highs close to 80 degrees, south winds turning gusty. Thursday, a chance of showers and storms. It's 57 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Hey, everybody, join us all this week for Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win Contest. Brewer tickets for a game later in September and also two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, includes an overnight stay at a hotel and a $100 quick trip gas card. Be here.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Just a Bit Outside.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Buck, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matinee on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm back on the home court in Green Bay and welcome the hilarious comedian and Wisconsin native Mary Mack. And from HBO's hit show Hacks, actress Rose Abdu joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole body. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Just visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code Tom, justthrivehealth.com.
In the shadows of the past, a tale unfolds where religion ruled with an iron hold. Arts and theater silenced a band. No laughter echoed across the land. In the dark ages where the light was dim, no dancing feet, no joyous hymn. When faith held sway and freedom fell, we walked through history's darkened well.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Yep. When religion ran our country, well, parts of our country anyway, New England, much of New England back in the day, it was a pretty grim place. All right, so what's on your mind today? Picking up your calls here, Kim in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Kim, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you I had my wife weeks ago to the emergency room at a good hospital, Nature Hospital, Kansas City. No big deal. They did a fine job. Got the bill where retired civil servants, we have like complete coverage. From CME, they billed for 2 hours in the emergency room, some medication, prescription to go home, dehydration, $3,000.
How many thousand?
30.
30?
Yeah, 30, over $30,000.
Wow, for two hours in the ER.
You were talking about dipping in this, and it's the hospitals, it's everybody going to the pockets. It's Medicare, and the insurance company. We were guaranteed that. We don't pay a copay or anything yet now that we're retired.
Mm-hmm.
That was our deal. So people would say, why do you care? They're paying for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're taking advantage of that and charging the federal government, taxpayers, thousands of dollars for really nothing.
Right. Ultimately, we're all paying for it. Yeah, I get it, Kim. Yeah, there's, you know, the medical industry in this country. I mean, I remember well back in the, and I hate talking like this because it makes me sound like an old guy, but I remember back in the 70s. I ran a business in Michigan. We had an herbal tea company, and we had 18 employees, and we provided full health insurance to every single one of them. And my recollection is it cost me $35 per month per person. Now, I might be a little off on that. And of course, you know, that would probably be $350 in today's money or a little more. But back then in the state of Michigan, hospitals by law had to be nonprofit, and health insurance companies by law had to be nonprofit. And so we had three hospitals in Lansing, Michigan, which is where I was in Okemos, which is just down the road. Sparrow, which was started by one of the early investors in General Motors. His name was Sparrow, and it was named after him. It was a nonprofit hospital. St. Luke's or St. something or others. It was a Catholic hospital. And Ingham Medical, which was the county hospital. All three of them were nonprofit. And we had Blue Cross Blue Shield, which was a nonprofit corporation. It was required by the law. And everything was relatively inexpensive. I remember doctors making house calls when I was a kid, you know, in the 1950s. And all of that went to hell in the 80s when Reagan came in and everybody was like, oh, all this nonprofit and all this, you know, public, you know, everything has got to be run by the profit motive because that increases efficiency. And this is the holy hell they've given us. We spend twice as much, more than twice as much, on health care as any other country in the world, and we have worse outcomes than any other developed country in the world. We have higher infant mortality rates, we have higher maternal mortality rates, we have higher death rates from pretty much everything except breast cancer. That's the one unique area where we outdo Canada uniquely. But every other country in the world does better than us on everything, on heart disease, on all other cancers, on surgeries, on, you know, you name it. And it's because we took Ronald Reagan's advice and said, okay, let's make money the primary variable, the primary motivating factor for physicians and hospitals and health insurance companies, rather than helping people, rather than healing people, rather than doing the right thing.
Yeah. Yes, you're absolutely right. And this is that Penn is still going to pay for the people who don't have insurance because they're charging the people who do have insurance.
Well, there's that too. Yep. Kim, thanks for the call. And thanks for sharing that story with us. That was brilliant. Thank you. Connie in Santa Fe. Hey, Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Connie, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to thank you for this morning's heads up about the Johnson Amendment. I called Washington, and I've done that before, and it's so easy, everybody.
Yeah.
The operators ask, there's a little deal to click on or say yes or something if you don't know the names of the senators or the representatives.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they're answering with AI now? Is that you don't get an operator?
No, but it's just if you know, this is good morning, this is Congress. If you don't know the name of the person you want, tell us your state.
Oh.
And then, you know, do you want a senator? Do you want a representative?
Right.
So I left messages with Martin Heinrich and Ben Ray Lujan, my senators, mm-hmm. and with Teresa Leger, Fernandez, and they even said, remember, you're in District 3
for future reference
of Congress in Santa Fe, and it's easy, and I hope you speak about the Johnson Amendment again, because churches and that whole situation of not taking part in the taxes is outrageous.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, essentially what they're doing is gaining political power to maintain their economic power, and that's not how things should work. So I'm with you. Connie,
right,
good
and
on
and
you.
I liked your point about freedom of speech. You know, they can say what they want from the pulpit, but if they do, you know, it's not that we're trying to stifle speech.
Right.
Yeah. At the churches. So thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Connie.
All right.
Yep. Bye now. Oops, sorry about that. David in Conway, Massachusetts. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon. Going backwards here, you were talking to Richard, and I have to agree with the time and the money limits on all the politicking.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Sure.
It's crazy that we spend three. You know, you get elected president, and then you spend the next 3.5 years essentially campaigning for your next election. That's just wrong.
Yeah,
it's just
absolutely
nuts.
Insane. Healthcare, for kicks and giggles, I looked up one of my medications that I take, and in Canada, it is for 3 months worth of the medication is I get 1 month here.
Yeah.
So three times as expensive. Insane.
Oh, yeah, it really
prior,
is. Go ahead.
Prior to Richard, you were talking, I think, about a guy named Paul and Stein and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's the reason we need ranked choice voting, because that would hopefully eliminate that issue right out of the gate.
I agree. If we had ranked choice voting, then you know, Jill Stein and Cornel West could be on the ballot, and they could make their points, and they could say whatever they want all day long, and it's not going to cause somebody who is not wanted by the majority of people to become president or senator or governor or anything.
Exactly. So then we get to... you had given a list of, you know, corporations as people, and you had given some references, and I missed out on, you know, how corporations became people, and I kind of wanted to get more info on that, and would love to hear about it. But the main reason I called was, the Supreme Court has given the president some incredible power here, saying that an official act is, he's immune from anything.
Right.
And I'm suggesting that the president use this newfound power and use it to get rid of dark money. Any money without a name and an address on it and up to a particular limit that is written down, that money be confiscated. It could be from Russia. It could be from China. It could be,
It often is, actually.
Whatever.
I get what you're saying, David, but he doesn't. I mean, what the Supreme Court said is that the president can commit a crime and not be prosecuted. It's not a crime to change the laws around dark money.
What I'm saying is steal the money. Take it.
How?
Take the money as an official act.
How?
Take the money and go after.
You mean like direct the FBI to go seize somebody's checking account?
Exactly.
Oh, interesting.
Just do it. Take that dark money. If it doesn't have a name attached to it, take it.
Huh.
And see what happens. He's immune, supposedly. Yeah. The Supreme Court said so.
Yeah, let me ponder this one, David. That's
then, the we've been told that the biggest threat to America has been this white supremacy for quite a while, and these insurrectionists.
Lock
arrest
them up.
A bunch of them.
Yeah, I get it. David, I got to run. Thank you. Thank you for food for thought. Appreciate it. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Russia just attacked Ukraine again with a whole bunch of missiles, killed at least 51 people. This is terrorism. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My dogs, Blue and Chewy, devour this food. I love that it's the healthiest and best food ever for them. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive free premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin battles the Coyotes at Camp Randall. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Buck, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident you're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matinee on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Now.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarium is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarium is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. Helps you to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbarium's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarium and get 15% off. Just go to superbarine.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarine.com. And the code is Tom, T-H-O-M, to get that free month supply of Superbarine and 15% off. Superbarine.com, code Tom.
In the land of the free, something's gonna rise. From the White House halls to the Ohio sky. Trump's got his quirks, J.D. Vance is strange. The Republicans' antics out of range. They're all weird, can't you see? From sea to shining sea.
They're all weird. Yes, indeed. I don't know how God made them that way. Anyway, picking up your calls here, Mark in Chicago. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing? Listen, I heard your comments about Cornel West, which were appropriate, and I also understand how some people may take things racially out of context, especially when you have someone who has been as well respected as Cornel West has been in the black community. I'm a black man, by the way. But I think that Cornel West needs to be called out even harder, because what I think that he is doing is unconscionable. It's not just, you know, bad politics. It's unconscionable at what he is doing, in particular in this time when we have an administration who has delivered the kinds of policies that are positively impacting the country and impacting black communities for decades. And for him to take the kind of the positions that he's taking that could potentially lose this election for the Democrats, it's just unconscionable. I'm going to call him out on my tiny little podcast, but I think that he needs to be called out even greater at what he is doing, because it's just unconscionable.
Good on you, Mark. How do I find your podcast?
You can just go to YouTube. It's called Mark Wallace at the People's Show. On YouTube.
Cool.
But I am going to definitely be calling him out tonight, because I just think that what he is doing is completely unconscionable. It's so irresponsible, giving what this administration has delivered. I mean, it is much to the surprise of most of us what this administration has been able to get done under the conditions that we came out of with the pandemic and all of that sort of stuff. What Joe Biden and Kamala Harris has been able to get done has just been extraordinary for the country.
Yeah.
And in particular, for black communities.
Yeah.
And we need to do all that we can to get her. I'm not saying we need to have some holy alliance of them, but you put people back in office who you have the best opportunity to challenge to do more.
Well said.
If you're dis...
Yeah. Well said, Mark. Mark, I got to move along, but thank you and good luck with your podcast, and I look forward to checking it out. Good talking to you. Thank you. Mike in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. And by the way, I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
My wife says I'm obsessed with it. At any rate,
I hope it's a healthy obsession.
I think so, but, you know, that's a matter of disagreement sometimes. Anyway, I wanted to talk about a little bit about RFK Jr., but I have three points to make. One of them is thanks for talking about the theory of moral sentiments.
Mm.
You're right.
Adam Smith
is rarely read, and he's often quoted in The Wealth of Nations, but he's rarely read in the theory of moral sentiments, and everybody could profit from that.
It really is his most important book.
It is. John Kenneth Galbraith said about The Wealth of Nations that along with Das Kapital and the Bible, they were the three books that people felt free to quote despite never having read them.
Well said.
And it's actually true.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, Bob Kennedy taking the head off that whale,
mm-hmm.
did that, as far as I could tell, I looked this up, this is like 1992 or 4,
mm-hmm.
early 90s, and that was then and remains a blatant violation of the Marine Mammal Protection Act of 1972.
That's right. It's a felony.
I used to work at Mystic Aquarium in their Marine Mammal Rescue Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And this was something that we learned about all over the place.
Yeah.
So.
What do you think he was going to do with that head?
I shudder to think. I mean.
Turn it into a Halloween costume or something? I mean, what do you do with a whale's head? Anyhow, Mike, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but thank you for the call. Bob Kennedy is weird. Anyway, thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us on a hump day edition next time. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, plus your phone calls. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the civic media network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly.